As unhappy as you were after the New Jersey game the other night, were you almost that happy after the performance last night?
Well, I was happy about how we handled our third period. I thought we played well throughout the game. We get scored on after having a number of chances to score on them, and we just didn't lose ourselves. We didn't, and that's the mental part of the game that I think we need improvement on. We just stayed with it, found a way to score a big goal, and then we beat them in overtime. So it's something I think the players can lean on as far as just staying with it and staying with the structure and just keep on playing no matter what's happening. And that's what was encouraging to me last night.
Could you sense that on the bench, even when Pittsburgh scored that power play goal, that your team was still in control, that they weren't losing themselves right there?
Yeah, it was a situation where not too much was said. We talked about that in the morning. We talked about these type of situations for a while now, and no one need to talk about it. They just you could feel it, and I think they felt good about themselves, how they played up to that point, and they just kept on coming. And so you need those type of experiences to improve. High marks last night. Maybe it happens again tonight. We got to come back and do it again. Then it becomes part of you. And so that's what we're striving for.
In overtime, I know you're deciding who's going to be up next and all of that, but are you also sitting there almost like on an emotional roller coaster because whoever has the puck has a chance to end the game in that 3-on-3?
Yeah, I mean, even before we scored the goal, I forget who threw the cross-ice pass. Malkin almost knocked it down, and he's just going in alone. Savvy shoots one wide. And that's what I yelled on the bench. I said, you can't shoot the puck wide because it's going the other way, maybe on a 2-on-0. Forget about a 2-on-1. But, yeah, you know, you got to let them play. I don't even know, like I've said many times, I don't know if you can practice that stuff because it's such shinny hockey and pond hockey that I'm not sure if you can practice it. So you hope you make a big play and you have to get a big save along the way. We found a way last night.
Almost like kids going out and playing for the 5 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at Doobie. I mean, Doobie had the puck for probably 10 seconds, and I don't even know he knew what he was doing. He was just playing, and everybody's yelling to shoot. Holds onto the puck. He does a little twirl, and then Cam makes a great play and popping out. You don't teach that. You can't teach it. That's just instinctive play, and I think that's what 3-on-3 is. It's just total instincts by the players.
Well, you expended a lot of energy last night, but you have to play again tonight against a tough team. Is short shifts going to be one of your themes tonight?
Yeah, and I need to use my bench. I need to use it more than I have as far as the four lines. I think the most important part of tonight's game, because they're coming, they know. We came at them hard when we were in the back-to-back and the other way when they came into our building. We just got to get through the first 10, 15 minutes of this game about being simple and just gaining some zones, trying to stem the tide a little bit. And then our second win will kick in. Back-to-backs, everybody thinks it's hard. I think it's hard at the beginning, but once you start playing, it's almost to your advantage because I think your second win kicks in, and then you get to play. So these are games that put you in playoffs. These are games that knock you out of playoffs come now 4 months from now. You need to find a way to win these back-to-back games and not be happy about just your first win.
Last night, you could get every matchup you wanted to because you have last line change. What's a challenge for you on the road?
Yeah, if I really want to fight for the matches, you can get your matches no matter if you're home or away. It depends on what you're doing to your team, though, when you're trying to fight for those matches when you're on the road. I'm not a big believer in fighting for them. I can win the match war, but you lose your team as far as the flow. So that's something you always have to be cognizant of as a coach. What's happening with your team? Are you pulling your best players off the ice to get your match? There's a number of different circumstances. So I'm going to be really careful with that, and I just want to get some flow in our game, and I think we've got some balance within our lineup that we can just go play.
Torts, thank you. Good luck today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.